Plans are to use one of those machines like the Arizona lottery. The ping pong balls that popped out will determine which of the 486 applicants are going to walk away with a certificate that awards them permission to be one of the 126 sites where marijuana can be sold. Some areas of the state have no applicants, but the district on the east side of Flagstaff, for example, has 13 alone. State Health Director Will Humble said just being one of those chosen today is not a license to immediately start selling the drug.
They still need to get everything up and running, inventory control, security, the IT infrastructure, the computer infrastructure, et cetera. They ask for a final inspection, and then at that point, we'd be able to issue the operating license, which allows them to open their doors.
Today's dispensary lottery is proceeding despite a formal legal opinion late Monday from Attorney General Tom Horn. He said it's illegal for the state to license anyone to sell marijuana.
There are two cases on point. One is from 2010 and one's from 2011. So they're recent cases and they're on point. One is in Oregon and one is California. And those cases say that a state law cannot authorize a violation of a federal law.
Horn wants to get the issue in front of an Arizona judge who he presumes will rule the same way. He may already have a ready-made case. In June, White Mountain Health Center sued Maricopa County after officials would not act on its request for a registration certificate to operate a medical marijuana dispensary in the unincorporated area of Sun City. Without such a certificate, state health officials will not issue a dispensary license. But the Board of Supervisors, acting under advice from County Attorney Bill Montgomery, refused to let their employees take any action on a permit that would involve violation of federal laws. Jeffrey Kaufman, who's representing the health center, said Horn is legally off base in his conclusion and his reliance on those two cases.
This is exactly the same thing that has been raised over and over again in some of the 16 other jurisdictions that have medical marijuana laws. It has never been decided by a state Supreme Court or by a, I don't even think a district court, or certainly a high federal court.
Horn told Arizona Public Radio he's not halting today's dispensary lottery, particularly since it simply gives the go-ahead for winners to pursue clinic construction and operation before they can get an actual operating permit. But he said those who get the go-ahead today should be aware that it all could be taken away.
I'm advising the dispensaries that there's going to be an effort to get an accelerated opinion from a court, and the court gives at least respectful consideration to attorney general's opinion. So they're advised that they shouldn't be investing money until they see what the court does.
All that means is it remains possible that individuals and companies that have put up their $5,000 application fee and spent money acquiring a site could end up losing it all. Humble said he's not apologetic for going ahead with the drawing and even taking the money.
If they didn't understand the risks that were involved in terms of the conflict between state and federal law, they certainly should have been better informed, because from the very beginning, it's been really, really clear that the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act is in conflict with the Controlled Substances Act at the federal level.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.